good to see all of you this morning, and it's a day that we can praise the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Let's go ahead and take a look at our bulletins quickly, and reminded there on the front, today is Independence Day, and truly God has blessed our nation, and we have so many things to be thankful for, that we have the privilege of meeting together without fear of persecution, the freedom to worship God. As a group of believers here. Praise the Lord for that. And so as we look at our bulletins, we will be having a cookout after our evening service tonight. And we aren't quite sure what the weather is going to be like, but we're still going to make something work regardless. And so if you're able to come tonight, we'll have a good time. There is a sign-up sheet on the back bulletin board if you want to sign up to bring anything. The church will be supplying the hot dogs and the s'mores fixings. And then you can bring chips or pop or buns, and so there's a sign-up sheet on the back bulletin board there. And I want to give you extend my thanks for all those that helped and that prayed for me at the time of Maxine's passing away, and that meant a lot to me. And a big thank you to everyone that helped with the luncheon afterwards on Friday. And we can praise the Lord, can't we, that Maxine is in a much better place. She's with her Lord. Praise the Lord for that. I think that is about all of our announcements. We will be having a work day here soon, and that will be on July, was it 17th? I believe it's the 17th, that's a Saturday. We'll be having a work day and trying to clean out part of the bus barn as well as doing some cleaning here at the church. We'll have that in the bulletin next week, and keep those things in mind. So let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here this morning. We are grateful every day that we can get up, that we can go and do the things that you have called us to do. And we thank you for the privilege of meeting together here on Sundays, worshiping you as a group of believers. And so I do pray that you would continue to bless our nation. And we realize, yes, there are some things wrong, but yet we are so thankful for the freedoms that we have. We are thankful for those who have sacrificed even their own lives so that we may have this freedom. And so we do thank you that you do watch over us as a nation, and I do pray that you'd even help us to go the right way. And I pray that as born-again believers that we'd be sharing the gospel so that people can be saved, because truly it is as people are saved that they can live a better life and that they can contribute even better to their country. And so we do thank you that you are watching over us, that you care for us. I do even pray as we look at your word this morning, I pray that you'd use it in a great way, and we do rejoice that Jesus Christ not only died for us, but he rose again the third day. And I thank you that Jesus Christ has freed us from the bondage of sin. And so we do thank you for this morning. We thank you for each one here this morning. And I do pray for those that are perhaps on the road or perhaps not feeling well. I pray that you'd help them in a special way. Pray that you'd comfort those who are grieving. Even do pray for Maxine's family, that they would look to you during this difficult time. Do pray for our missionaries too. I thank you for them. I pray that you'd bless them as they proclaim your word. I pray that many souls would be saved. And so we do thank you for this time together, and I do pray that we'd be worshiping you this morning in spirit and truth. So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll begin the song portion of our worship service this morning by taking our hymnals and opening to hymn number 220. We'll stand together as we sing about our risen Lord. 220, He Lives. may be seated.
Our scripture reading this morning is in the book of John in chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. John chapter 20, and verses 1 through 18. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter, and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. Amen.
Isn't it interesting that Mary's eyes were darkened with the grief that she had, and she was talking, supposing that he was the gardener, and then all he did was say one word, her name, Mary, and all of a sudden she knew it was him. Isn't that incredible? And it's an important truth for us to realize as we look at the concept, the truth behind the resurrection of Christ. And that's what we're singing about this morning. So let's turn to hymn number 216, Christ Arose. Thank you. we don't like to think about somebody actually winning a battle, do we? You know, it's not a good thing to have red marked on your papers, and it's not a good thing to actually win, right? Everybody is supposed to be equal, and everybody's supposed to just come out all the same. Well, I'll tell you what, last time I checked, I have a Savior who rose as a victor over the dark domain. And that had better be an important truth to you, to realize that it is because of His death and resurrection that we can win in life. Not that life is always so easy, not that life's always a bed of roses, but rather that in the end, we rise with Him victorious over death and hell and sin. And that's an important truth. Let's turn over now to 213, Because He Lives. And offerings. Brother Dave, would you lead us to the throne of grace?
Dear Heavenly Father, we're just thankful for the fact that Christ lives and, Father, that we can place our faith in Him. One day we'll be victorious over sin and death because of what He's done on this earth, Father. We're just thankful, too, for what You've given to us, the stewards of it, Father. We just pray that as we bring a portion of that back to Your work here, we might use it to Your glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
from what you see in printed in your bulletin there, minorly here. We're going to slip a patriotic hymn in here because our piano player was neglectful. No, actually, she forgot her music for the chorus for Speak, O Lord, at home. So we're going to slip something else in here. 569, Battle Hymn of the Republic. And we're going to slide that in there instead. Wonderful time of celebrating the fact that God was so wonderfully involved in the beginnings of our country. And we often forget that. But it is so very true that even though it's not a popular message today, it's something that is still true. And we're going to be singing more about that again this evening as well, as we look at the fact that God was involved, that it was invoked as the one that could put a country like this together. And we forget that. We ignore that even today. But we want to sing about that a little bit this morning anyway as well. So let's turn to 569, Battle Hymn of the Republic.